Good afternoon. The meeting of the Ways and Means Committee will come to order. Clerk will note the roll. There is a quorum. Members, I have the minutes of the March 7th meeting available. Are there any corrections, additions, or changes to the March 7th minutes? Representative Dempsey moves adoption of the minutes. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. And members, we have one item of business today. It is House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, the price of government. And the chair will move that House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 be recommended to pass and referred to the General Register. And members, if you look at House Concurrent Resolution Number 2, you will see that it is actually all in blank. And I appreciate Representative Slobird willing to sign on a bill with complete blanks like this. That is a sign of great trust. Thank you, Representative Slobird.
The leap of faith, but
the leap. Hey, Representative Slobird, I got a bill for you.
Well, members,
I hope that leap goes that far.
Well, members, I'd like to fill in the blanks with Amendment A1. Members, I'd move the A1 amendment, and I guess, members, I can explain the amendment and go into it, but perhaps if we can just put the amendment on, if people don't object, then we can have the resolution in the shape we need for discussion. Any discussion to the A1 amendment? See no discussion. All in favor of the A1 amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. The A1 amendment is adopted. Members, let me speak to the House Concurrent Resolution as amended. Members, the price of government, as I think people are aware, is something that we put into statute some years ago to give citizens and legislators an idea of just how much money our government, the local government and state government, was taking from personal income in the form of fees, taxes, other revenues. Currently, personal income in the state is about $200 billion a year. For this last biennium, actually the biennium we're in now, 2004 to 2005, the latest estimate of the price of government is 15.9%. So if you would take 15.9% times the roughly $200 billion of personal income in the state, you would end up with the revenues of state and local government, the price of government, around $32 billion per year. And members, what we are setting here is a sort of future forecast or target of where we think price of government is going to be. And the A1 amendment that has been adopted onto the resolution would say that for 2006-2007, we're proposing it to be the same number as it was the last 2 years, 15.9%. We're proposing 2008 to 2009, the number would fall to 15.6%, and it falls basically because of the expected increase in personal income, expected tax policy of local governments, anticipated tax policy for the moment of state government. There's also a state and local component in terms of the division of state taxes and state revenues to local revenues. It's 62% state and 38% local in the 2004-05 biennium. The two biennium prior to that, it was 61% state and 39% local. We're proposing in 2006-07 and 2008-09 that it return to that 61% and 39% ratio. With that, members, is there any discussion to the House Concurrent Resolution as amended? Representative Carlson.
Chairman, for those of you that have been on the committee before, know that I've had some concerns about the price of government. The way it's currently structured, that's my main concern, in that I think it makes the price of government look higher than it really is. And to give you a couple of examples, probably examples I may have given when it was before us 2 years ago, but the University of Minnesota is treated one way under the price of government, probably because of its constitutional autonomy, and the Minsky system is treated quite differently. But even within the Minsky system, for example, as I understand it, and Mr. Marks can correct me if I'm wrong, the fees that would be collected for dormitories, which are millions of dollars when you look at the seven state universities alone, are counted in the price of government. Those same dorm fees, if you were at the University of Minnesota, would not be counted. If the Mankato Mavericks play the Gophers in Mankato, it's my understanding that those costs would be counted in the price of government. But if the Mankato Mavericks are, and we're talking hockey, if they're playing the Gophers in St. Paul, it's not counted because it's at the University of Minnesota. I could go on, and I think it's late in the day, but I just want to mention those as two reasons. And when I say I could go on, there are many that we could talk about golf courses and all kinds of things. But I think the bottom line is that it makes government appear more expensive than it actually is when we include all of those kinds of fees that are collected. So I'll probably be voting no.
All right. And Representative Carlson, I would say I think that you have some legitimate criticisms. I've looked at seeing if we should revise it. One of the problems with revising it is we have, I think, a trend line, a history here that is of some value in comparing where we are now with where we've been before. And unless we go back through and restate everything in accordance to however some new form would be, we would lose the value of that trend line and that history. And perhaps it's something that should be looked at in terms of redoing and then redoing all the past statistics. But I guess for now, I think the history and the trend line is valuable, and I guess I would propose going forward while recognizing that there are some criticisms. The other thing I would say is I don't know, you know, in the whole scheme of things, how much that really amounts to in terms of a difference in the trend line. It certainly amounts to some additional money, but in the whole scheme of the trend line, I don't know that it would make that much difference. But there are some legitimate criticisms. Other discussion? Is there anyone who would like to come forward and testify on the House concurrent resolution? Seeing no further discussion, I'll renew my motion that the House concurrent resolution number 2, as amended, be passed and referred to the floor. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. The House concurrent resolution is adopted. Well, that, members, thank you. For those going home, have a good weekend. This is anticipated to be on the floor on Monday. Meeting's adjourned.